We're here with Representative Paul Tonko, a guy I very much admire, a Democrat of New York's 20th District. He's been around since 2009, not around in the world, but around in the Congress since 2009, before that in the state legislature, where he was known as Mr. Environment. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to join you and your listeners.
You sure it's good? Because I'm going to give you as hard a time as I can today.
Well, we'll see. Maybe I'll change that opinion at the end of the show.
Not at all. The Mueller report, bars and transigence and what comes next. It was interesting. I saw Nancy Pelosi announced that they had a jail cell, and they had a picture of it in the paper down in the basement. So you could grab Trump Jr. and throw him in the jail cell.
Right. It's, the whole process of analyzing the Mueller report and the bar assessment of that report is so, I think, critical to the future of this country. The hacking that went on with our elections, the Russian interference with the fundamental basic foundation of our democracy is unacceptable. We need to drill down and know exactly what happened, how it happened, and what we can do to prevent it. And I think in a technical world like ours, there is that need to make certain that we protect the right to vote and that our system is not messed with. So I think this is an effort to really respond to the guidelines that are born with the Constitution. I think that we need to make certain that we see that report in as unredacted a copy as possible, and to be able to learn from that. I think Mr. Mueller spent weeks upon months to come to this conclusion, and the conclusions in his report were somewhat misrepresented by our Attorney General. And our Attorney General, I believe, acted more like a defense attorney for the president than one who was defending the Constitution and representing the people.
Well, I would take some exception to your concept of our Attorney General, because I think the whole issue here is he's not our Attorney General.
Right. There were some very serious concerns expressed at the table when the Senate was looking, going through the confirmation process. And I think that, there was every reason to believe that they wanted to make certain that this kind of manipulation would not happen. And to just go through and provide for the president to say, I've been exonerated, no obstruction, of justice. I just think that, it looks as though it was orchestrated, but we need to further drill down so that we do have all the facts at our fingertips so that we can go forward.
So, Paul Tonko, there's a suggestion by congresspersons, Democrats, this morning, that you fine people who will not respond to subpoenas or other things and are in contempt, $25,000 a day. Sounds good to me.
Right. I think, there are tools at our fingertips to, I think what is so so amazing here is that as you go through this process, you realize that the framers of our Constitution, those that were there at our humble beginnings, really were people of vision. They were concerned that there would not be this balance of powers and the co-equal partners that we are, co-equal branches of government with the judicial and the executive joining the legislative. Very important fundamental belief by those framers. And then also concerned that someone could come and usurp power, a despot that would assume the carry beyond the powers of their office.
So do you think that's what's happening now?
I think it's very easy to see why these guidelines were developed, because
no, I get it. But are we there?
We could be there if we don't get to the bottom of things that are happening. There needs to be a respect shown for the Constitution, and there needs to be an understanding that we're a co-equal branch of government, and I think the president acts as though it's not a co-equal branch.
Does that make him a fascist?
I think it makes him someone who just doesn't respect and appreciate the Constitution. And I think that it's so important for Congress to do its job here. People maybe called it a witch hunt, but this is about searching for truth and getting to the deep involvement that Mr. Mueller had in as an investigator. We want to know not only what he came to as conclusions, but how he got there.
But how important is this? In other words, I think he is a would-be totalitarian. I think he's leading us in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's extraordinarily dangerous. But I'm not afraid to call him what he is. He's, in my mind, he shows fascistic and totalitarian behavior.
Well, there is certainly an authoritarian approach that he takes, and I think it's a very dangerous element if we do not work the process here. And I'm not talking about going beyond whatever the measures were that the government that we set up gave us, but I think we really need to reach to those powers and express our co-equal status and do the job that we're asked to do when we take the oath of office. And here we've got a democracy.
Does that, I'm sorry for interrupting, but does that mean you impeach him now because it's what
you're... I think we go through and develop all the information that we can and determine from those facts what the next steps will be. I think we still need to do that information search. And if you're obstructing our efforts to see if there's been obstruction to justice, you know, people are saying, well, no obstruction to justice. I said, there's obstruction to our trying to navigate the waters here, to understand what the Mueller report said. And it's obvious that Attorney General Barr did not give an accurate characterization of what the findings were. He did not exonerate the president in regard to obstruction of justice.
So you voted, didn't you, Paul, to hold him in contempt?
Yes, we did. We, you know, were...
Not we,
were,
you.
Me, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that, you know, we need to go forward and make certain that, you know, as we work this process, it will be championing the efforts of the public that really has these guidelines and protections that the Constitution offers.
You know, Paul Tonko, I agree with what you're saying. I agree with your approach. I think you have to get the information. You don't jump into an impeachment where you got a Senate which won't convict. We know that part of it now. But what is so confusing to me is that it looks like he's winning.
Well, you know, I think that you have the bully pulpit when you're president, but I think that as more and more people are given the information as we go forward, because there's so much detail here and there's so much confusion offered by the media, I think, you know, you get different takes by different elements of the media. And I think it will take time for people to really wrap their arms around the facts and then take it from there. But you know, there's no denying, too, that I think the president has developed a base that is totally loyal and that, you know, will probably disregard some of those facts. But I want to go forward and, for the great many of us, provide the benefit of digging deep, exploring what's there, and understanding what the work of Investigator Mueller produced, because it was a very long process, and it's serving a very important need.
Okay, Paul Tonko, this is such an important discussion that when we come back, I want to continue it. We'll be here tomorrow, and we'll talk about it again, because what do the Democrats have to do to blow this?